platforms.
I must confess that we agreed on this question, so I had some time to reflect about it. And I came to the conclusion that there are four key factors that, in my view, are the pillars of successful consumer protection vis-a-vis digital platforms. The first one is a suitable legal framework and adequate powers. For example, the Italian Competition Authority adopts a coordinated approach that, on the one hand, exploits synergies between different regulatory frameworks, unfair commercial practice, consumer rights in contracts, unfair terms and conditions, and on the other hand, graduates the intensity of interventions according to different powers, from interim measures to cease and desist orders, from commitments to moral suasion. We also welcome the EU modernization package on consumer law, including the Omnibus Directive and the Digital Service Act, which provide for far-reaching and incisive digital powers. Second factor, digital concerns are typically multidisciplinary and require a coordinated approach that takes into account different perspectives. The Italian Competition Authority has a dual mandate on consumer protection and competition, which enables to benefit from cross-fertilization and synergies between the two disciplines, and select the most effective legal tools to address the concerns. Beyond that, in 2017, the authority launched a sector inquiry on big data in cooperation with the Italian Telecom and the privacy regulators. It was quite a tough exercise, to be honest, but it represented an opportunity to engage interinstitutional dialogue and combine competition, regulatory, and privacy perspectives. A third key factor for success is consumer empowerment, and hence the importance of consumer associations. I mentioned some landmark decisions by the Italian Competition Authority regarding the collection, processing, and exploitation of users' data. Of course, we are proud of the positive results of the cases, which led to a more transparent and fair process to obtain users' consent on data collection. But we believe that the key outcome of these interventions is that it raised public attention on these topics, contributing to increased consumer awareness about the value of their data. We are also observing promising market developments in this area. For example, an ongoing investigation by the authority under its competition remit, another example of a coordinated approach, concerns possible restrictions to platform access by a new app that allows users to trade and obtain remuneration from their data. Furthermore, the authority actively engages with consumers, and in particular with young consumers, to inform them about their rights. Two relevant initiatives in this respect are the annual contest on consumer rights for secondary and high school students, and a specific portal, which is called Conviene Saperlo, which means you better know, which illustrates consumer rights regarding online purchases in simple words and in an attractive format. And the final crucial pillar for effective consumer protection is international cooperation. The Italian Competition Authority is proud to be an active member of the European Consumer Protection Cooperation Network, the CPC, and has engaged in numerous joint initiatives coordinated by the European Commission. Moreover, international organizations like UNCTAD, the OECD, and ISPAN are precious resources that allow consumer protection institutions to share experience and ideas and promote an harmonized approach to issues that in most cases have a global, international nature. Thank you.